Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Kieran and I have made our way up to the Cashmere Cafe stage. It is quite a humid day, and Newton Faulkner is with us. Now, he has just crowded out the Cashmere Fringe stage. It was absolutely packed in there. It must have been like an oven. Welcome to Vectis Radio, Newton.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me 5 minutes to change all of my clothes. Because, it was a sweaty one. It was a lot. It was amazing, though, right? What an incredible amount of people. It's nuts.
And we were just saying, how many times is it on the island now?
I've lost track. I mean, I've done the festival... Is it twice or is it three times? It might be three times. This might be the fourth. So, it's amazing. It's lovely to be back.
Oh, I was down there in 2008, right on the front, watching you do the main stage. Do you bring a different vibe to a outside gig than an indoor sort of cafe tent one?
The kind of multi crowd participation thing works a lot better if there's a roof, because it contains it.
Yeah,
it kind of just gets lost and you have to go for one big group if you're out and about. But other than that, I mean, I don't do the... I think it was actually here. I think it might have been that gig, actually, in 2008. The first time I was like, okay, I'm not gonna turn on, like, a kind of festival persona. I can't remember who was on before me, but they didn't talk to the crowd. They just shouted the name of the festival.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's the opposite of that? Because that's annoying me. No offence to them at all. I just knew I wanted to approach it differently. And I kind of wandered out with a cup of tea. I was like, hello, how's everyone doing? Is everyone good? Get hands up if good, turns up if bad. Okay, everyone's good, good. And it just made it so casual. And there were people that were miles and miles away who were saying it was like weirdly intimate, which I quite liked.
Oh, that's good.
Just that thing of bringing people in.
That word came to mind to me just now, because I think when people go to festivals, they would like to pick up little gems of stories about when I saw this person, this happened. Do certain festivals stick in your mind? Do certain gigs stick in your mind for certain reasons, do you think?
To be honest, in my mind, the main things I remember is things that went horribly wrong, lighting things that fell off the ceiling, things that exploded, all of that stuff. Obviously, it happens every now and then. It is rare, but it does happen. I'm so lucky in the career that I've had. Like, people have been so kind of generous and kept coming back, and it's not... I get kind of three generations of families coming to gigs and coming to sign things after. It's like, this is granddad and this is my kids, which is bizarre and so, like, it's such a lovely thing. And I don't know what I've done to deserve it.
Well, it's talent and longevity, isn't it?
Well, so we've got... Your music is multi-generational. We've got one of our younger presenters at the station, Leisha, is looking to go into songwriting.
Nice.
Do you have, like, a go-to bit of advice for a young songwriter, given you did the lessons in Newport last year?
I mean, I'll happily teach guitar, and I'm getting to the point where I'd happily kind of teach vocals now. It's been a long road to that point. Songwriting is the most weirdly mysterious, and every time I start a song, it feels like the first song I've ever written.
Oh, great.
It just feels like a... Because I've never written two songs the same way. It's never been the same journey. It's been really easy. It's been really hard. There's songs I feel guilty for taking credit for writing because they just happened. They just appeared in my head and I was like, oh, that's our song. Cool.
Yeah.
And then people are like, who wrote that? I was like, technically me. But it almost doesn't feel right saying it.
That's very humble, really, because a lot of people do that. They get their inspiration and it flows out. But do you ever have songs that are really attritional? You start them and you're like, I can't get any further with that at the moment. I've got to come back to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I hit walls all the time. I'm kind of aware. I am digging into it more and more because I'm doing writing for other people, and obviously that's more kind of disciplinary writing in some ways. So it goes down that slightly more studious path, and I'm reading stories about, like, the Kinks, and if it didn't sound amazing within 5 minutes, they just put it in the bin.
Really?
Which is really interesting. It's like, if it's not cool, just go. Whereas I do have things that I really hold on to, and I've worked on songs for decades. I'd be like, this is definitely going to be good, I know it doesn't sound good now, but I know it can be. Mm. And they become... it is like a kind of battle of wills, as opposed to any kind of talent at all at that point. And you're just like, I've got to get this out. But yeah, right, I don't know what advice I'd give to writing, because it's so weird. And I think just try all the things. Don't get stuck in a... I mean, one of the things that I get the most joy out of is just not writing in any kind of set pattern. And I love all the ideas of, like, limitation that I kind of nicked from, like, the art world. So, like, the painters that paint with matchsticks, I'm like, right, I'm allowed one finger today. And let's write a song with this finger. Let's see what happens. And it's just really bizarre. You end up doing kind of relying more heavily on melody and not... Because obviously, guitar-wise... I can get quite carried away, and that's not writing. Like, doing the technical stuff is like a totally different discipline, and as fun as it is, sometimes it distracts from writing a song that's good, because I play it to people, they're like, that's really cool, and it's cool, but it's not a good song. So it's always a bit of balancing it.
Are you hanging around for the weekend, or have you got to shoot off other commitments?
My entire family were meant to be with me.
Oh.
And they dropped off one by one. Like, one got ill, another one had exams moved.
Oh, no.
I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to do, because I'm off-piste at this point.
Oh.
Well, if you want recommendations from us, we can list a bunch of Ireland bands to come and check out. Pet Lounge, A Minute are great. Yeah, just, you know,
really
enjoy the vibe.
Their shirts.
Oh, yeah.
They've got fantastic shirts. I saw them walk by and I was like, I think I looked at the shirts and I tried to imagine what they'd sound like.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a, I don't know, garage rock, Weezer sort of type, but an island vibe, you know, that sort of thing. But there's so much great island music around the site, you know, I can't recommend it enough. We'll leave it there. It's an absolute privilege to speak to you, Newton Faulkner. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.